This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Housing prices are mostly back from the worst of the crash. Not doing so well, though, one particular category of things that people often like to put in their homes: antiques. Prices for wooden furniture made a couple of 300 years ago are way, way down, which means if you've always wanted to fill your house with a giant dark mahogany Victorian, now's your moment. If you're hoping to sell, well, you should pay attention to Dan Bobkoff.
Opening bid, $500.
One Saturday a month, the Capo Auction in Queens invites the public to bid on everything from art to pianos to antique furniture. Some stuff does quite well. Other times, the auctioneer has to beg a little.
Any interested, $400. Pretty please, $400?
The stuff here comes from all different eras. But if you want to see what's happened to traditional antiques, old wood furniture and the like, see what happens when the auctioneer gets to lot 527.
Lot 527 is the Regency mahogany drum table.
Let's just say it's a bargain.
Very undesirable now. No one, it's bringing much less than it did 10 years ago.
Karen Cangelosi is Capo's chief appraiser. She says that mahogany drum table,
I believe it's in with an estimate of $1,000 to $1,500, and it's a piece that we probably 10 years ago would have had an estimate of $4,000 to $7,000.
So, okay, back on the auction floor now.
We'll open the bids at $1,100.
And the mahogany table goes for?
Sold. $1,300.
A steal. Experts say prices for stuff from the late 1700s and 1800s is down as much as 60 to 80%.
You can find period American antique furniture for prices that are not any more than new quality furniture costs.
Lincoln Sander is the executive director of the Antique Dealers Association of America. And like many things in this economy, Sanders says the best quality pieces have held up. It's the mid-level that's tanked.
Eights, nines, and tens are doing pretty well, but the stuff that's fives and sixes are not, and prices are down considerably.
Kenneth Ames and his wife recently downsized their home and sold many of their antiques.
And the result was, which we knew would happen, pretty substantial loss.
He says for most pieces, he got about 30 cents on the dollar. Some did even worse. A Federal-style desk and bookcase from around 1820.
So it was a cute little thing.
He bought it in the 90s for about $1,200. Today,
after the auction houses commission, I think we got somewhere between $200 and $300 for that.
Why are things so depressed? Experts say younger buyers just aren't as interested in taking the time to find good pieces. And their style, brownwood furniture from the 18th and 19th centuries, just isn't in right now. Many people covet the sleek, simple lines of mid-century modern. And cheap versions are easy to find at stores like IKEA and West Elm. Ames is also a professor at the Bard Graduate Center. He knows a lot about antiques, and he thinks the business got itself into a bubble. Part-time dealers were also often the buyers of antiques,
buying frequently from one another, back and forth, one dealer to another. So some of the illusion of retail health was a little bit fraudulent.
It's like hot potato, he says. It drove up prices, and the combination of the financial crisis and changes in fashion proved devastating to the antique market. Ames thinks we were lulled into the idea that antiques would never fall in price. In New York, I'm Dan Bobkoff from Marketplace.